As Woody says, there's a snake in my boot. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Imagine you're hiking and a rattlesnake. Eek! If you do get bit, the local doc might have an antidote, but will it work? Even closely related species can have wildly different venoms. Why is that? Enter Matt Holding and his team at Clemson University. They collected venom from almost 50 species of North American vipers, including rattlesnakes. They compared the compounds in the venom against each snake's preferred diet. Results? Snakes that eat a variety of animal types have more complicated juice. Vipers who only eat rodents have just a few toxins in their arsenal. But those who also enjoy frogs and lizards, they can pump out up to 30 different poisonous compounds. This means more animal prey available for snacks. Holding's study also tells us that diet had a huge influence on snake venom evolution. He hopes their findings can help researchers come up with an all-purpose anti-venom. I hope this doesn't come back to bite us.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and the Broad Stage. Streaming Sandra Tsinglo's The Bitch is Back, June 23rd through 30th.